Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with the Washington High School speech coaches about an upcoming event.
My name is Nick Cleese, and I'm the head speech coach.
I'm Robin Flattery, and I'm a volunteer coach.
I'm John Runnis, and I'm the assistant speech coach.
And you have a program coming up that hasn't happened here at Washington before. Can you let our listeners know what this is?
Yes, the event title is Washington High School Speech Team Soup Festival and Showcase Fundraiser. It's a multi-part event featuring soups made by local chefs and some read-throughs and performances from our speech groups. Admission will be $10. That'll get you in. And then you can vote with your extra dollars and loose change for the soups that you like best. All this soup eating and merriment will be followed by some performances and speeches by our speech kids.
And with this winter weather, it's perfect time for soup.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Sunday afternoon, ease in to the week, yeah.
And what have students been doing to get ready?
So our students so far have been working on their pieces primarily, doing read-throughs, doing blocking, things of that nature, trying to get lines memorized, doing improv jams, all that kind of stuff, getting ready to showcase their talents. And it's kind of nice because it's a week before our first contest, so kids are get an opportunity to see what they've done in front of an audience.
For those who aren't familiar with speech team, what does that encompass?
Well, the speech program is split into two seasons, a large group and a small group season. We're going into the large group season now. It involves a number of performing arts type things. There's improvisation activities that you can sign up for, musical theater, ensemble acting, things of that nature.
With Soup Fest, how many students are involved?
It could be upwards of 40. And the reason why that's variable is because we have one brand new event that we've never done this year. It's a short film where students produce a short film and send it to contest. And so that cast is fairly large. I think 25 students are technically on the roster for that one. And so we'll see however many folks can show up can. But we're expecting to have every event that's going to contest represented there.
And can you highlight some of the topics for these performances?
Good question. So, like with improv, the topic is obviously variable because it is improv. Our one-act play deals primarily with like the aftermath of a school shooting, so it's a pretty heavy piece. And the kids are the ones who brought it to me, so it's a piece that speaks to them in some way. Our musical theaters are pretty fun. We've got Heathers, which is based off the movie, if you've seen that, with Christian Slater and Winona Ryder. And then we also have All American Prophet from Book of Mormon, which is a fairly recent show. So it's kind of all over the board. You'll laugh a little, you'll cry a little, but pretty much it'll be a great variety of show.
And John, what's your favorite part of being an assistant coach for this team?
Well, when I was a student myself, I spent just as much time in the music program as I did the theater program. Obviously, since becoming a choir director, I spend a lot of time with music and much less in the other aspects of the performing arts. So this is just a nice way for me to explore things that, though I may not be full-time working at it, I still enjoy greatly.
And going back to Soup Fest, can you highlight some of the community members who are going to be cooking some of this food?
Yes, I suppose I'll give away some of the secrets. We have a member from Cafe Dodici submitting a soup. We've got a member from our administration submitting a soup. We have a member from our family consumer science department submitting a soup. And a couple of the teachers chipping in as well. We're hoping to get maybe a couple more before the deadline for chefs, which is December 12th. So if any community members are interested in making a soup, you can feel free to shoot me an email.
And if people are interested, how do they get tickets, or do they pay at the door?
You can pay at the door, and we'll have more than enough soup for folks and some extra goodies on the side. So there should be enough food for everybody, but I do recommend coming promptly at 1 o'clock to make sure that you're first in line.
That's been today's Washington Page with Nick Cleese, Robin Flattery, and John Runnis, the speech coaches at Washington High School, speaking about Soup Fest, which is coming up on December 18th. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.